not out there tonight to have an influence on things yourself, but can you sum up from a Giants point of view what you feel about what you've just seen in those last few minutes?
Yeah, the last few minutes is probably a little bit different to what I would have said about the first, 79. And I thought we were fantastic throughout the whole of the game. I thought Leeds were very good as well. It's a competitive game. We put ourselves in a great position to win the game. A shoulder charge, which for me, I just can't believe it is giving us a shoulder charge to level the game, and Leeds settled with that. They were settled with a draw, and then we just switched off. And I tell you what, you've got to look at the Leeds team and say, well done. Credit to them, because they stuck in right to the end, and that's what champion teams do.
And as far as you're concerned, you know, it's obviously a choker on the night, but you still live to fight another day. You're still in that semi-final that you've worked for all season, although a little bit tougher now. It looked like you might be here against the Rhinos again next week. Now you've got to go across the other side of the Pennines.
Well, as soon as the kick went over and they settled for that, we kind of knew, I think, that we couldn't really win the game. I mean, it doesn't really change anything. We was never going to finish in second place then. But then to switch off is the disappointing thing for us, and something we have to learn quickly. But, you know, it's not a bad lesson going into a semi-final. You know, you can't switch off. You go and beat Leeds, you may get a little bit of overconfidence. We definitely don't have that after the last minute.
We saw the players get round in a huddle there after the game had finished. What would they have been saying to each other?
I think the fact that we showed character through the whole of the game and not to be disappointed by one mistake at the end, if anything, learn from that. It's a lesson to ourselves. The way we played was absolutely brilliant. And Leeds, you could see by the way they celebrated how much it meant to them. I think they thought that they messed it up, and they had. And it was down to us playing so well. Now we got to take positives from that, gain confidence from that, and make sure we take it into Wigan and not let it happen again.
Well, you came into this game on the back of a 5-match winning run. You've only just been nudged out of this one. You've got to have a great deal of optimism that the final 2 weeks of the season can still be yours.
Without a doubt, I think the way we played again, it was good. Majority of the game, competitive, like I say. But the way we attacked the line, I don't think we handled their defence very well. They shot up on the edges. They get up really hard on the edges and try and cut play down. We kind of played into their hands. We didn't find a way until later on in the game when we started being a bit more direct, getting the ball early and then trampling over a few people as well. We seemed to enjoy it. And the second half, we were a lot better until that last, literally, 5 seconds, 10 seconds of the game. And I keep looking back on that, and I'm just gutted for the lads because of the performance, the effort levels that they put in there. They're absolutely shattered. They are. It's taken a lot out of them, and hopefully now we learn again and we go again.
And how are you?
Good, yeah. I'll be ready to go next week, no problem at all.